We are joined right now, as promised, by somebody who played 9 years in the NFL, 420 tackles, 44 and a half sacks, 214 quarterback pressures. He was an All-American and an ACC Defensive Player of the Year at Georgia Tech. He was the 16th pick overall in 2010. He announced his retirement on Monday. I am going to jump into it right now with Derek Morgan. Derek, great to have you back. How are you?
What's up, Jim? Thanks for having me on.
So good to have you. So, Derek, one of the toughest things for any athlete is to know when it's time. How did you know it was time for you to move on and pursue something else?
I've always said that I was going to play as long as it made sense. And, you know, from a physical standpoint, mentally, and multi different facets that I had to analyze going into the season. And, you know, I've had 9 surgeries over my career. So it was getting to a point where, you know, I take my, you know, my approach to the game very seriously. So, you know, every ounce of the day I was preparing, you know, getting work done on my body to maintain my body at a certain level. And, you know, the longer you're in the league, the more you have to do. And so the balance of things in my life was kind of getting out of whack. I got 2 kids. I'm married. And so, you know, I that was one of the things I always tried to achieve is that balance in my life. And, you know, the stuff off the field that I've been involved with has been very, you know, purposeful for me. I've been kind of finding myself drawn to that type of stuff more, and it's been very stimulating to me. And so, you know, I had a strong inclination that going into this year would be my last, depending on, you know, a couple different factors. But, you know, I made a decision, and I feel very at peace with it.
All right, so you go out on your own terms. That's something else that a lot of athletes don't get to do. Derek, that response to me was really thoughtful. I want to read something that you posted on Instagram. You said, quote, "Over the years, it's brought a lot of struggle, triumph, adversity, and joy to my life. It helped shape me into the man that I am today. But for the longest, the game was who I was. It was my identity. I didn't know who Derek Morgan was outside of this game. I tried to shake this reality in a business that tells you your value is your performance," end quote. See, that to me is really interesting. What was the experience like of having the game be your identity? And then once the game is gone, what do you do if it was your identity?
Man, it's a continued journey, you know, and from age 9, I've been playing football, and I've had all of my influences telling me that football was my vehicle, my way out. And so you kind of, as a young kid, you put all your eggs in one basket, and you see this as your way out to change you and your family's circumstances. So you go all in. And for those of us, the few of us that are lucky enough to reach our childhood dream, you know, we kind of still carry that mindset and that philosophy going into the league. And so when I got to the league, I was like, okay, cool. I made it to the promised land. This is it. This is who I am. This is what I do. And then, boom, I tear my ACL week 4 of my rookie year. So my whole reality was shaken by that, and that really woke me up. You know, I was kind of alert and lulled asleep by the NFL and everything that it offered. And so I was completely bought into that narrative of, you know, I'm the NFL player. This is who I am. And so when I had to come off that injury my rookie year, it sort of forced me to put things into perspective, to ask hard questions like, hey, look, if that was your last game, now what? What do you do? And so I never really thought about that. I was so one-track minded in terms of reaching my goals that I wasn't really evolving myself outside of the game. And so having that injury my rookie year forced me to wake up and start sprinkling seeds in different areas that weren't football. So I really started to leverage my platform, develop relationships, and increase my network through my career, and understanding that, look, you're an NFL player. People are 9 times out of 10 going to take a meeting with you. And so once you hang up those cleats, that might not be the reality. So take advantage of it while you're in. And every person, every guy that I talked to, you know, that had played the game and was retired, they kept saying, Derek, do it now. Do everything while you're in the league. And, you know, and I took that to heart.
God, that's such great advice. Do everything while you're in the league. And Derek, unfortunately, we started the conversation late, so we're almost out of time. But before you go, I want to ask you about something else. You and I have talked about a plant-based diet in the past. You're part of an upcoming documentary, The Game Changers, and a good friend of mine, James Lightning Wilkes, is right in the middle of that. For those who are not on that train, lay it out for them. What do you like about the plant-powered life?
I think that you hit on the head. It's lifestyle. You know, it's something that I went on the journey about 2 years ago, looking for a competitive edge in my recovery and my you know, my training. And you know, I felt the effects probably within 3 weeks. You know, my blood pressure was down, my inflammation markers in my blood were down, which allowed me to recover faster. And you know, my energy was good. And so, it's, you know, my wife is a chef. You know, it's Chef Charity Morgan on Instagram, if you want to give her a follow. But she has really been influential in helping me change over to this lifestyle. And, you know, it's been beneficial in many different ways.
We were talking to Derek Morgan. Now, Derek, you've also been working to defund private prisons. All right, that's something else different. How did you first get involved with that?
Watch this documentary called The 13th on Netflix. And it dove into the private prison industry, how those were public companies, and that you could be unknowingly invested in these companies on the stock market. And so another wake-up call for me was finding out what my money was doing. And so from that process, I started to really educate myself on what my money was doing in the market, started to reallocate it to more impactful investments, things that were more tangible, affordable housing, technology training for minorities, things that I could really see the positive impact. And I really started to transition my money to those types of investments, but just being very intentional with how my money is working for me.
Derek Morgan, my guest. Derek, you announced your retirement on Monday. This, you and I need more time. We always need more time than that. I'm literally out of time for the entire program. What do you say we get caught up again soon and finish the other part of this interview? But in the meantime, it was good to have you back on. Congratulations on the announcement, and you and I can cover some more ground next time we talk.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Great talking to you, Derek. I appreciate it. We had a lot more to talk about. We really did. But ran out of time.